The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
As we were discussing earlier on with our news panel, front of the Sunday Independent, housing crisis deepening under the coalition, public say 61% believe that the issue has rapidly worsened since the new government came into office. Only 3% of people believing the situation has improved. I'm joined by Owen O'Brien, who is the housing spokesperson for Sinn Féin. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Anton.
Owen, undoubtedly you would say, when asked what the solution is, well, you wouldn't start from here. And you did have a detailed manifesto before the last election. But we are where we are, to use that cliche. So from your perspective now, what, if anything, can be done to reverse the trend?
Well, frankly, a lot of things can be done. But the first thing is government has to accept what they're doing, and their entire housing plan is not only failing, but actually is making things worse. And that's why 61% of people have expressed serious concern. But I also think we have to accept that if there's going to be a change, particularly if we're going to deliver large volumes of good quality, affordable homes for working people and tackle the homelessness crisis through increased social housing provision, we have to accept what the government's own Housing Commission recommended last year, which is a radical reset of housing policy. And there were two key recommendations at the very centre of their very detailed report. The first was, there needs to be a dramatic increase in the investment in and delivery of social and affordable homes. They were talking about effectively doubling the output of social and affordable homes to rent or buy. And keep in mind, affordable homes are for those people who can't afford private housing but earn too much to access social housing. And that would bring you into, you know, the kind of ballpark of 20,000 to 25,000 social and genuinely affordable homes each year. But the other thing that we need to do, and this is a central part of Sinn Féin's alternative housing plan, A Home of Your Own, published last year, is that we have to realise the small and medium-sized builder-developer sector is key to delivering far greater numbers of private homes, particularly for working people to buy at more moderated prices. And the builder-developer sector have set out exactly what they need in terms of lower-cost finance, and in terms of access to service land, in terms of quicker utility connections. We've also proposed for them a reintroduction of the waiver on development levies and water connections for SME builder-developers.
Now, Owen, can I hold you for a second there, just because there is a lot in that, so let me just unpick a little bit of it. If you go to where you're describing...
Let me finish the one sentence I was going to make. So by taking that twin-track approach, far greater state investment for social and affordable homes and far greater activation of the SME builder-developer sector for private homes for people to buy, that's how we're going to get from the 30,000 homes a year that were delivered last year to the actual 60,000, which we need, according to the Housing Commission.
Okay. So the SME sector, one of the things that we have been told is that building at scale, so where you take large greenfield sites, clear the land, and you put in hundreds, if not thousands, of homes, that is down to large listed entities to be able to deliver, and that's the only way we'll get the quantity that is required. Is that a false belief then?
I think it is. I mean, first of all, we only have two publicly listed companies, Glenbeigh and Cairn, and they're producing 2,000 to 2,500 new homes a year. And they're producing good quality homes. The problem is they're only interested in Dublin and the commuter belt. And we need homes in every county and every city in Ireland. So it's a twin track approach on, I think, the private sector side. Glenbeigh and Cairn are doing fine. They're increasing their output each year. They're making very substantial profits. So they don't need government intervention. But behind or below Glenbeigh and Cairn, there's another 20 to 30 companies who are the rest of the kind of core of the builder-developer sector. And typically, that sector, you know, each of those companies is only delivering about 100 to 200 units a year. But if we could get all of those builder-developers doubling their output... And again, when I go out on site and I travel all around the country and I meet these builder developers, some are doing public housing for local authorities and AHBs, others are doing private housing. They keep telling us what they need, right? And they just have this list of requests. They're not asking for tax breaks. They're not asking for money for free. They just want competitive finance. They want access to land. They want more timely planning permissions.
If they get that, the other challenge then is that whether it be Glenbeigh, Cairn or any of the SME builders, they are all taking from the same pool of labour, which we know to be insufficient to actually deliver. So even if the capital goes into the system, where do we get the people to do the construction?
So again, when you talk to these people, right, so when you talk to the builders and developers, they tell us now that we have enough builders in the system to get to about 40,000 new homes. But if you make the changes to housing delivery on the public and private sector side, because there's also reforms that need to happen on the public side, and if you make the investment, both public and private, the sector will grow. Like, one of the areas of job growth that is absolutely crucial is in the new building technology sector, kind of three-dimensional timber or light gauge recycled steel manufactured home systems, cutting kind of state of the art quality homes. There's huge job growth potential there. The problem is many of the companies we have in Ireland producing really, really good quality products aren't able to get into public procurement tenders and aren't able to grow. So first of all, we have enough builders to be building the 40,000 homes we need. I mean, one builder, for example, who's the kind of primary builder, let's say, in and around kind of Tipperary and Kildare. And he was saying, look, if you sort out planning, finance and utility connections, I can double my output with my current workforce. And that's something we hear quite a lot. But of course, we have to grow the sector. And growing the sector means making the changes, putting in the investment and crucially creating new types of construction sector jobs, many of which will be in factories close to where people live with better working conditions as well as terms and pay. Okay. So all of this was dealt with in the Housing Commission's report of last year. We've taken some of those ideas. We've also put many of them, many of our own ideas into our own alternative comprehensive housing plan. The solutions are there. What we don't have from this government is the will to make the change.
Well, in fact, on that note, can I ask on that, because some of what you've outlined, the way you described the planning issues, the finance issues, particularly the utility connections, the new sources of employment, that sort of multifactorial issue or issues to solve the problem, all of that would seem to argue for a role or an individual gathering it all together. At the Property Industry Ireland conference this week, Graham Doyle, who is the Secretary General of the department responsible, said, and I quote, "We do not need a housing czar. Can I just clear this one up, please, once and for all? There is a sense in some quarters that if you knock a few heads together, if you give enough people a kick in the backside, then things happen. I only wish that was the case." Does that mean he's wrong?
He's not. But again, I go back to the Housing Commission report. And one of the reasons why I keep referencing this report is because it was made up of people who are actually involved in the business of delivering homes on the public and private sector side day in, day out. So these are the people who know what they're talking about. They made a really, really important recommendation, probably the third most important recommendation of the report, for the creation of a housing delivery oversight executive with emergency powers underpinned by legislation. It wasn't a czar. It was basically to bring together the people who were already tasked with delivering critical infrastructure and housing and amenities. So the people who control the budgets in Uisge Éireann and ESB networks and the local authorities and the private developers, and bring them into a structure where they would be encouraged and outright forced to cooperate, plan and overcome obstacles together. The problem with the government's response is they've created or talked about creating a housing activation office, but it will have no legislation, no powers. We've had this debacle over the appointment of Brendan McDonagh, who obviously had to pull out on an outrageous salary of almost €500,000. And now the whole thing is at sea. But for me, the real issue is it's not even what the Housing Commission recommended. We fully endorsed the Housing Commission's recommendation. It's in our housing plan. And again, that's what's so frustrating is people who know how to fix this problem, people who have a good track record in delivering high quality public and private homes, have been telling the government how to fix this problem. In fact, the government brought them together in a commission and then the government ignored the commission's recommendations. And that's why homelessness is rising, as per the figures on Friday. That's why house prices and rents are rising. And then what the government is kind of doing is either announcing things that are going to make the situation immeasurably worse, for example, like stripping renters of key protections, or they're kind of tinkering around the edges, kind of proposing changes to planning, which in and of themselves aren't objectionable, but don't deal with the real problem, which is we have about 500 too few planners in our planning system. And that's why things take far, far too long to get through the planning
to
process.
To the politics of it then, Owen, why do you not believe, or why do you believe that didn't get reflected in the last election?
I'm not so sure if that's the case. I mean, if you look at the exit polls, for example, more than 40 to 50% of the people who voted for Sinn Féin, housing was their number one issue. And that was the case across most of the opposition parties. I also think, obviously, in elections, people vote on different issues. But that election was a long time ago. And people have seen, for example, that the government misled the public on the number of homes that would be completed. The 40,000 eventually materialised as 30,000, something I said during the election campaign. But also people have seen month-on-month increases in house prices, rents. The affordable housing delivery by government last year, 61% short of their affordable purchase scheme targets. And the price of those homes, in some cases, is as much as €500,000, hardly affordable for the overwhelming majority of workers. So things have moved on dramatically since the election. And I think our job as the lead opposition is to demonstrate to people there are solutions, to give people hope. That's why, for example, the trade union-led Raise the Roof campaign is mobilising on the streets in Dublin on the 17th of June outside the Dáil at 6 o'clock and in Cork on Saturday the 21st of June at 2 o'clock to give people an opportunity to come out on the street and say, this needs to change. We need emergency action. People should not have to live in a situation where almost 5,000 children are sleeping in emergency accommodation every night.
Time is a little tight on us, Owen. Just a text to say, sorry, you have to challenge Owen on that builder saying he can double his output with the same contractors that he has. There's no contractors that this texter knows of only working at 50% capacity.
Well, all I can tell you is, this is a conversation I've regularly, he is the contractor, he is the builder, he sat in a meeting and told me if we sorted out timely planning permissions, utility connections and more competitive finance, he could double his output, and he's not the only one telling me that. Obviously, there are other issues affecting other builders, but let's fix the problems in the system. Let's cut out the red tape and bureaucracy, slowing down the approval and delivery of social affordable homes, and let's help the SME builder developer sector build more good quality homes for working people to
final
buy.
Thing then,
if we do those things, this housing crisis will start to turn around.
Final question I want to ask you relates to, again, the politics of it. The Housing Minister, James Brown, has been quoted in the Irish Mail on Sunday as saying, "Let me be clear, policy decisions are made by the minister. I lead, decide, and I'm held to account." This is because they are quoting people as saying that he has lost control of both his civil servants and the situation and that he is just a bystander. Is the Mail right in that characterisation of the minister?
Well, it goes much further than that, because I think there are some people in government who are now trying to scapegoat one individual for essentially what is a failed policy. James Brown cannot succeed because he's operating within the same policy framework as Darragh O'Brien, who failed, Owen Murphy, who failed, Simon Coveney, who failed. The problem is the policy. The problem is the government. And yes, it does seem that the current minister is struggling. There's no doubt about that. And clearly a number of initiatives he's taken, the dramatic cuts, for example, to vital homeless support programmes like Tenant and Situation Housing First and the mishandling of the appointment of Brendan McDonagh clearly indicate that his inexperience, and keep in mind this guy was very inexperienced when he was appointed, is a problem. But that's not the fundamental issue here. The fundamental issue is the policy is wrong. The government doesn't have the political will to tackle the problem. And if we want to deliver tens of thousands of good quality affordable homes for working people to rent or buy at prices they can afford, the state is going to have to invest more, and it's going to have to undertake radical reform of its own delivery mechanisms, as well as doing work on the private sector side. I don't think this government either understands or has the political will to make that kind of radical change. Okay. And that's why I think we're going to continue to see the kinds of polling figures as we've seen today in the Irish Independent, of a growing majority of people simply not believing this government can fix the crisis. Of course, they couldn't, because they created that crisis in the first place.
Owen, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin housing spokesperson.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.